Gary, we all know the rugby world's a funny one, but is this a scenario you could ever have envisaged in your wildest dreams?
No, probably would need to be pretty wild dreams for me to have envisaged this year. So, especially with how things have been going for the last couple of months, 12 months. But, yeah, I'm just really honoured to be here. It's an amazing union and an aspirational union for any coach who's got ambition. So, brilliant to be here.
Are you here now immediately, or do you have to go back?
No, I've got to go back to Japan. I've got to fulfil a contract obligation there. But the season's pretty much nearly over there, so we've got a few more games to go over there, and then I'll come back and I'll join the Sharks after that.
Gary, what time frame, more or less, will you be joining the pre-season preparation and in the interim, if you miss a bit of it? Will it be Brendan looking after that side of things?
Well, it'll be all the coaches, along with Brendan as well. I mean, obviously the other three guys will be heavily involved as well. And we're looking to sit down and plan the next couple of weeks, the entire pre-season, down to the final detail, so that things can go quite smoothly while I'm away. And the answer to that question is difficult because it depends on how well you do and don't do. So in one way for them, I'm really hoping I'll come back at the end of January. And obviously from a Sharks point of view, if I come back earlier, we haven't done so well over there. So it depends on that as a scenario. But that is the scenario that we envisaged. And it's really good of John and the board to have allowed me to fulfill my contract obligations, because it's important that, you know, those guys understand, you know, that we've started a job of work there and we want to finish it. But they're also very supportive, and they've been amazing to the incredible opportunity for me to be able to come back here. So, you know, I'm very appreciative to them as well.
John, could maybe explain define the role between what Gary will do and what Brendan will do, and also how often will Brendan be involved?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's a consultant.
Yeah, I think what Brendan really will do is provide some IP, some intellectual property in terms of where the game's going, finding out trends, helping on detail. As Gary will be the director of rugby, Brendan will come in once a week, whether it's a Monday or Tuesday, depending on what skill set is the emphasis of that week. But really, it's just to get the influence of Brendan and his energy and the fact that he does a lot of research in the game, and he understands the game across the world. So it's just to have another brain amongst our coaching staff. And it has to be said, and I think when I spoke to Gary, that was without me mentioning Brennan, Gary said, I'd love to, but is there a chance we can get Brennan involved? And that's just the reputation that Brennan has, and the effect that he had on the players in last year's Curry Cup is one that you guys will understand what it did to the players, and the fact that he's going to have some kind of a role alongside Gary is a massive plus for the players.
To put it in nutshell, to simplify it, really, in terms of the Super 15 next year, would it be Gary as the heads-on head, hands-on
the boss,
head coach, with the three Curry Cup assistants that you've currently got, and then Brendan adding what he can?
Yeah, that's exactly it, yeah. So you're looking for a hierarchy system. It's everyone has to be in a box, eh, Mike?
But what will happen, Mike, is also for the clarity of the coaches as well. Roles and responsibilities will be very clearly defined. There won't be a grey area. Sean will understand exactly what Brendan's role is and how they overlap, and you know where he comes in and what he does. And I think that's critically important. Look, the director of rugby position is something that's quite new in South Africa. But you know, John and I have had a lot of experience with it in the UK and abroad, and there's tremendous value that can be derived from that. Junior structures, for example, somebody being able to oversee the junior structures and ensure that there's a continuity coming through from the junior ranks as well, and that the coaches are all on the same page for what we coach in Super Rugby is the same brand of rugby we coach in the junior level. So, but the coaches in the senior team, the Super Rugby team that you asked for, exactly as John said, will have their roles clearly defined, and the players will know that as well.
Gary, is that something that you've learnt from what happened with you at Bath, with the director of rugby role being blurred with the head coach role?
indirectly, I suppose I did learn that, yeah. No, I did. Thanks for that, though, Mark. Yeah. No, but it is a valid question. No, definitely, it's exactly what we learned. I mean, that's the reason why I just jumped in over there, is because the biggest lesson is everybody's roles have got to be clearly defined. The coaches have got to know exactly what their areas of responsibility are, and the players have to understand what the coaches are responsible for. And then, you know, the director of rugby, hopefully the person can put that together. It's not to say that they're not elements of the game that I will coach, you know, but we'll determine that. We'll determine that by our needs and wants of the current coaches.
During the part that hands-on coaching that you've spoken of, what are the other elements or roles that you see as particularly important in your role as director, whether that be overseeing or perhaps in a broader spectrum?
I'd very much like to sit with these gentlemen and understand the vision of the union going forward, because I have a very strong opinion that long-term continuity and success is derived really from good junior structures as well. I mean, it's something that I'm quite passionate about. The thing about being in KwaZulu-Natal is the club scene is so healthy. The schools are fantastic over here, and there's a lot of emphasis that I believe the Sharks want to put at university rugby as well. So it's understanding and nurturing those relationships and continuing to make them grow the whole time. And then also, you know, the good youngsters that are coming through the school system over here and going to university, and that the Sharks don't lose those guys, you know, that they come through our systems, that there is a system that they can be developed and they can be grown. And, you know, from a union's point of view, from years to come, that, you know, those are the players who aspire to play for the Sharks, and that the system is there for them to be able to come through.
Steven, have you ever seen...
Sorry, Mike. Thayer?
John, just a question on Brendan. Is he still going to be here?
He's exactly our co-cap. I mean, I've sort of told him what we can do, and he said he doesn't want anything about it. Just, I mean, the co-cap, he still doesn't have a contract for winning the co-cap for us a year ago. So, you know, he's just one of those unique individuals. He's purely on trust, relationships, and he sees something special happening here, and he'd like to be a part of that. So, yeah, I could try to give him a contract. He's not interested. So he says yeah, we can pay him until we're not happy with him, basically. So I said to him, it works both ways, though. That's the other problem.
Yeah, just asking Stephen, I mean, the last year there's been ups and downs, and it's kind of been a bit unsettled at times. Do you feel it's coming together now, and that you guys are settling down now on the way forward?
Yeah, I think it has been a traumatic period, Mike. I mean, we can't say otherwise, and it's been a period of change. And I suppose you learn as you go along, because, of course, I was new into this job as well. And, you know, rugby's come a long way from an amateur game. And in a lot of ways, the administration hasn't followed that. And so we've had a lot of challenges off the field. And, you know, there might be shareholders as defined by Companies Act that own the Sharks. But the truth of the ownership of the Sharks is that the public own the Sharks. And so it's very important that if you've got such an iconic brand, and it's the biggest brand in KZN, that it's actually properly looked after. And really, that's probably one of the roles that, you know, I've been asked to oversee is to make sure. And the governance in the Sharks was not at a level where I would say this is where the Sharks governance should be. So there has been that trauma. In terms of the change in coaches, it's not ideal to have changes, but I do feel... You know, we knew Brendan was a temporary. We knew Jake also had a short-term goal. And I must say, I'm very, very comfortable now that we have someone like Gary here who brings long-term stability to the Sharks. And, of course, Brendan is very welcome back by the players. I mean, I just bumped into some of the players, and they're so excited to have Gary here with Brendan. So, you know, and the players have been very instrumental in letting us know which coaches they like and don't like. So you don't want to call things, but I think that, you know, the pieces of the puzzle that you're talking are coming together, and to have sustainability in the administration and have a governance structure, because the other thing is the player costs are rising. The revenues are relatively flat, so you're actually under quite a bit of financial pressure in the union. So it's not just, I understand that you only see the results and did you win or did you lose, but the win and loss is also going to be decided by how you administer it, because you don't have the money to afford players or structures, you're going to have a problem. So trying to get that balance right is not easy, but I think we've finally got it right. I mean, there's been some very big swings in our budgets, where it was and where it is, which the public don't see, but it's moved much more positively. And, of course, to have the structures on the field right is sort of all that one would hope at a board level. So hopefully we're getting closer.
John, just in terms of your prior work experience with Gary, how much did that have to do with the decision to bring him in here?
I would say it's instrumental in me knowing what kind of a person Gary is, and I haven't really made it a secret that anyone that I'd like to get involved with, you know, needs to be you know, it needs to be good insight as a core before I have a look at their skill set. And that really, really was a four-year relationship with Gary taking the Packer forwards. And it was an enjoyable time to be in the Springbok camp. And I think Gary was a part of that as well. So, yeah, that had a huge role to play. I stayed in touch with Gary and watched him progress through the Falcons to Bath and now to Kobe. And yeah, I suppose it's one of those relationships, I think, that when the opportunity arose to chat to Gary about his enthusiasm to join us was a no-brainer. So when he did react enthusiastically, I was relieved.
John, when Jake Jordan mentioned what he liked was his attention to detail, and Gary strikes me as that same kind of coach who's going to sit down and really focus on the details. It also worked for the practice.
Yeah, as a player, it irritated me. But now, as a CEO, I know that he can irritate other guys. So all the papers and the codes and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that... It certainly is something that Gary likes, is the attention to detail.
Gary, what do you make of the squad here? Do you believe it's enough and the structures here enough to finally deliver a Super Rugby title?
I'm not quite sure that I'm going to be coming in on day one and making predictions of Super Rugby titles. But I do think a huge amount of the squad. I mean, I think, you know, 1 through 15, there's some outstanding, talented players over here, some of whom, as John's alluded to, have been lucky to work with in the past, so I know firsthand how good they are. But, you know, from a distance, you know, in the last couple of years, to watch a few of the youngsters coming through has been pretty exciting. I'm sure there's one or two areas where a little bit of strength in depth wouldn't go amiss, but by and large, across the board, very privileged to be coming in and working with a group of players like this, you know. And you know, that's my philosophy, is that, you know, I mean, I'm here to serve two groups of people. Number one, the players, and number two, the supporters, you know, and I want to make both of those groups happy. And I want the players to start to enjoy their rugby again, and, you know, then the good players will come to the fore, and, you know, they'll do what they do best when they're in an enjoyable environment, and they allow to express themselves. And that's what I hope we're going as a coaching group, the four or five of us are going to be able to get across to them. But I think they're fantastically talented bunch. Yeah.
Okay, in terms of the way the game's going to be played, obviously it's a bit difficult to say now, but in terms of the structures that are here now, can fans and just people in general expect to see the Sharks playing a different brand of rugby, or is it going to be the same sort of, you know, Sharks style?
If I'm brutally honest with you, being abroad, I didn't get to see so much of the rugby. Obviously, towards the playoff stages, I got to see a couple of the games. But I just have a philosophy in terms of the way I believe the game is going at the moment for us to be successful. And you're not going to win Super Rugby games 9-6 by kicking three penalties. You have to score tries. And I think that's going to be a massive focus point from our point of view, is, you know, we want to work really hard on our attack and our attack structures. I mean, it's why people come to watch rugby, and it's why players want to play rugby. And it just so happens that, you know, if you get that right, you're going to win more games than you're going to lose. So that's going to be a real area of focus for us. I mean, the balance is going to be important as well. And you know, we're going to be sensible in what we do. But we do have to understand that we're going to have to put a lot of time and energy into our attack. And I really believe the other reason is because we've got the players who can do it. I think there's some outstandingly exciting players over here who want the ball in their hands and they want to go and score tries. And, you know, I mean, so it's a recipe for success. And I think that's our responsibility to the players, is to upskill them enough to be able to let them play that kind of brand that will ultimately win games, because that's what we are here for. You know, I don't want to play a romantic style of rugby and we're losing games. We ultimately still have to win. But I believe in Super Rugby, and I believe even higher than that. That's what the requirement is now. You know, I think you have to figure out a way of how to score tries.
Gary, can you just chat maybe a little bit more about your working relationship with Brendan and the philosophies you share, and maybe your visions for the future?
Sure. I mean, we started working together back in 2000 when Brendan actually appointed me to go and be his assistant at London Irish. We enjoyed some really good times over there. We were lucky enough that year to win the National Cup Championship together. And his philosophies and my philosophies are very similar in terms of the type of environment that I think we need to create to be successful. Again, I don't necessarily believe it's just in the game plan or what you do off a full lineout. I believe it's in the other detail. I think it's in the detail of the individuals that you've got and how we can get the very best out of those individuals. And again, I alluded to it earlier, I think the environment's got to be conducive to them wanting to play good rugby and enjoy what they're doing. And that's really where we share a common goal, in as much as that, you know, we believe that we can share that vision with the players. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I'm saying it's going to be worth it, you know, ultimately at the end of the day. And it's just about striking that balance with the players, because they know, they realize it, and I believe they have a strong desire to want to be successful. So what we really share in is the fact that, you know, we're going to ask a lot of our players, but in an environment where I think that they'll enjoy the rewards.
John, you obviously know Gary very intimately well from the Springboks, and Brendan, you played under. Was that something you really wanted to get, the three of you, I mean, working together on the same page, sharing the same vision?
It certainly is one that appeals to me. I can tell you right now, the decision to get a replacement certainly was an exhaustive one, having contemplated a number of candidates and looking at the pros and cons of each of them. You know, it makes it easier for me to assess the advantages and disadvantages of getting Gary here, because I understand how he thinks and how he works, and I certainly understand Brendan's point of view as well. So, you know, for me, it's, I suppose, with anyone that comes in and creates a bit of change, I suppose you're looking for like-minded people that have a similar vision and that can help each other rather than block each other. And hopefully I'm right. We'll see. Time will tell.
Was it hard to twist Brendan's arm? Because last time he spoke to us, he said he was out of coaching.
The hard part is to get Brendan to stop talking. That's the hard part. To be fair, when he heard Gary's name, it was a very, very short, easy conversation.
Okay. Do you also see this as a period now of long-term stability?
Yeah, Craig, I would love this to be our last press conference for a very long time with a big announcement. I think we've had enough of those in my first year and a half. So, without doubt, you know, and I can't guarantee that there won't be any more news, but hopefully it's all good stuff and shiny and bright. But I think initially, with change, there's always going to be bumps. There's always going to be, and I don't talk just about the rugby side. I talk about this job in itself. And, you know, our job is to get everything right, not just director of rugby and the team. That's the stuff that everyone sees, but we want to get everything right, and we won't stop. Even if it requires more change, we won't stop until this is the perfect franchise.